The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And for today's program, we're going to start out with the upcoming Audio Describe performances. Saturday, March 10th, it's Phantom of the Opera. This is at DPAC, the 8:30 performance. Of course, critics are raving that this breathtaking production is bigger and better than ever before and features a brilliant new scenic design, award-winning original costumes, lighting design, new choreography, and new staging. And the production boasts many exciting special effects, including the show's legendary chandelier. Saturday, March 17th, it's The Wizard of Oz. There truly is no place like home, as the greatest family musical of all time, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, twists its way into Raleigh. The entire family will be captivated as they travel down the yellow brick road and beyond with Dorothy, Toto, and their friends. This is at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock on Saturday, March 17th. Next up on the Audio Describe performance list, Sunday, March 25th, Beanstalk, the musical. This is Raleigh Little Theater. Exactly like nothing that you've ever seen before, not even in a book. This fun family show follows the adventures of Jack, a young boy with his head in the clouds and his nose in a book of fairy tales. The program is filled with hilarious characters, toe-tapping tunes, and more twists than a climbing vine, this one show that guaranteed to grow and grow and grow right into your heart. The performance starts at 2. Then on Saturday, April 7th, it's The Color Purple, the 2016 Tony Award winner for Best Musical Revival, hailed as a direct hit to the heart, that from The Hollywood Reporter. This joyous American classic has conquered Broadway in an all-new, ravishingly reconceived production that is a glory to behold. That from the New York Times. Don't miss this stunning reimagining of an epic story about a young woman's journey to love and triumph in the American South. It's the musical sensation that New York Magazine calls one of the greatest revivals ever. This performance is at DPAC at 8 o'clock on Saturday, April 7th. Then Tuesday, April 10th, it's Leaving Eden, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill. Acclaimed playwright Mike Wiley returns to Playmakers with singer-songwriter Laurelyn Dossett to explore through words and music the cyclical nature of human behavior. Story of racial tension, immigration, and economic crisis in a small North Carolina town. This unearthing of yesterday yields a hopeful hymn for our future. Performance starts at 7:30. Other performances on the Audio Described list. Friday, April 13th, Harvey. This is at NC State's Titmuss Theater. Sunday, April 15th, King Charles III, Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium on Polk Street in Raleigh. The performance is at 7:30. Thursday, April 19th, Sense and Sensibility. This is at Cape Fear Regional Theater at 7:30. Saturday, April 21st, it is Bright Star. This is at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock. As always, Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a 2-week advance notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. All right, let's move on to Durham and the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street. Tuesday, March 6th, it's Dixie Dregs. With much anticipation and in response to demand from devoted fans, the group's original lineup returns to live performances for the Dawn of the Dregs tour. The band traces its true beginnings to the band Dixie Grit, which started in a Georgia high school with Steve Morse on guitar and Andy West on bass. Dixie Grit morphed into the Dixie Dregs at the University of Miami School of Music, where Alan Sloan and Rod Morgenstein joined up with Steve and Andy, who were the Dregs of Dixie Grit. Tickets are $45, $55, and $75. Thursday, March 8th, it's That's Inappropriate Live with Meredith. Life is funny enough. She doesn't need to make this stuff up. Join her for an unforgettable time of laughs that hit home with any and all parents who have had to wipe a butt and sign a permission form at the same time. This is a reschedule from a canceled December 16th show. Performance starts at 7. Tuesday, March 13th, Bianca Del Rio, Blame It on the Bianca Tour. Bianca, the alter ego of seasoned comic Roy Halock and season 6 winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, is a self-professed clown in a gown. This hilariously hateful comic is known for her foul mouth and unapologetic humor, but her victims hardly have time to feel the sting before she zips on to the next topic. Besides, Bianca is quick to point out that she's the biggest joke of all. Tickets are $39.50. Sunday, March 18th, the Fab Four. Tickets $35, $45, and $55. Friday, March 23rd, Anthony Jeselnik. Anthony has written for and appeared on several roasts for Comedy Central, most notably the roast of Donald Trump and the roast of Charlie Sheen. Tickets are $29 and $37. Saturday, March 24th, A Cat in Paris, part of the Family Saturday series at Carolina Theater. This caper is set in the shadow-drenched alleyways of Paris. Dino is a cat that leads a double life. By day, he lives with Zoe, a little girl whose mother is a detective in the Parisian police force. But at night, Dino sneaks out through the window to work with Nico, a slinky cat burglar with a big heart whose fluid movements are poetry in motion. Tickets are $5, and the show starts at 11 a.m. Saturday, March 24th, at Carolina Theater, Lucius, fronted by the enchanting Jess Wolf and Holly Lacey, Lucius has drawn acclaim for powerful songs showcasing taut hooks, along with their mesmerizing stage presence and bold visual aesthetics. Tickets for the performance are $20, $25, and $30. Sunday, March 25th, Beethoven, the Michelangelo of music. This is the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Concert starts at 3, tickets are $30. Monday, March 26th, Banff Mountain Film Festival. Wednesday, March 28th, Home Free, Timeless World Tour. Saturday, March 31st, Diego El Cigala. Friday, April 13th through Sunday, Friday, April 13th through Sunday, April 15th, Rudy Gore, or The Witch's Curse. Tickets are $22 and $32. All right, moving on to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Currently through March 18th, it's Midsummer Night's Dream. This is Theater Raleigh Family Series. This is at Kennedy Theater. Wednesday, March 7th, Pieces of Gold, Wake County Public Schools. United Arts is proud to partner with the Wake County Public School System for the Pieces of Gold Students Talent Showcase. Pieces of Gold, a Wake County staple for more than 30 years, features about 1,000 Wake County students singing, dancing, and performing to a packed Memorial Auditorium. The funds generated from ticket sales provide direct support for arts education programs in the Wake County school system. Memorial Auditorium at 7 on Wednesday, March 7th. Thursday, March 8th, it's the Music of Michael Jackson. This is a North Carolina Symphony special event concert at Maymandy Concert Hall, 7:30. Thursday, March 8th as well, Jason Mraz. Of course, 2 Grammy Awards, and he's also won 2 Teen Choice Awards, a People's Choice Award, and the Hal David Songwriters Hall of Fame Award. This is Memorial Auditorium at 8 o'clock. March 8th through the 25th, Bolero, Carolina Ballet. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, March 10th, Mendelssohn Scottish Symphony, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall at 8. March 13th through the 18th, it's the Wizard of Oz at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, March 16 and 17, a Celtic or Celtic celebration. I looked it up. It can be pronounced both ways. North Carolina Symphony Pops Series. Friday and Saturday, March 23 and 24, Fountains and Pines, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, performances at 8 o'clock each night. Friday, March 23rd, Fountains of Rome, North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorite Series, set Maymandy Concert Hall, and the concert starts at noon. Sunday, March 25th, NABBA Showcase, Triangle Youth Brass Band, Maymandy Concert Hall at 4. Tuesday and Wednesday, March 27 and 28, Choral Concert, Raleigh Fine Arts, Maymandy Concert Hall at 7 both nights. Friday, March 30th, Victor Wooten Trio. 5-time Grammy Award-winning musician Victor Wooten had been called the most influential bassist since Jaco Pastorius. He is a master innovator of the bass guitar, gifted composer, arranger, producer, vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, and founding member of Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. Concert starts at 8 o'clock. Saturday, March 31st, it is In Everything, Trust God. This is the stage play, one of the most talked about plays in eastern North Carolina. This stage production will take you on a ride that will fill you with laughter, inspiration, and encouragement. This is at Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, March 31st. Tuesday, April 3rd, country music's Roseanne Cash. Friday, April 6th, Art Garfunkel of Simon and Garfunkel fame. Friday and Saturday, April 6th and 7th, The Firebird. This is part of the North Carolina Symphony Young People's Concert Series. Performances at 7 on Friday and then 1 and 4, or on Friday rather, and then 1 and 4 on Saturday. All right, the North Carolina Heritage Awards are right around the corner. The 2018 version of the awards ceremony is set for March 23rd. The event features performances and demonstrations by a diverse array of musicians, dancers, and potters. The Heritage Awards ceremony will recognize 6 outstanding North Carolina artists. Ashla Bala of Cumberland County, performer and instructor of South Indian dance. Glenn and Lula Bullock of Caldwell County, potters, musicians, and storytellers. Arville Freeman of Buncombe County, Western North Carolina fiddler. Robert Dick Knight of Lenoir County, soul, R&B, and jazz trumpet player. And Tony Williamson of Chatham County, multi-genre mandolinist, rooted and in bluegrass. The 2018 Heritage Awards ceremony is set for Duke Energy Center's Fletcher Opera Theater, May 23rd at 7:30. Tickets are $23.60. Taking a look at Arts NC State, Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall. And we're going to start off with Sunday, March 11th, Dragons Love Tacos. This is part of the Kid Stuff series. Dragons love all sorts of tacos except spicy ones. When a boy throws his new dragon friends a spicy salsa taco party, red-hot trouble ensues. In their newest musical review, TheaterWorks USA rocks out with a rollicking interpretation of Dragons Love Tacos and four other beloved children's books. They are Interpreting Chicken, The Dot, Mercy Watson Goes for a Ride, Cowgirl Kate and the Cocoa School Days. Starts at 3 o'clock. Thursday and Friday, March 22nd and 23rd, Panoramic Dance Project Concert. Thursday, March 15th, Indie Classical Quartet, Ethel. Wednesday, March 28th, Mark Bamuthi Joseph presents the Living Word Project. Friday, April 6th, Spring Choral Ensembles Concert. Saturday, April 7th, Ladies in Red. Sunday, April 8th, Raleigh Civic Chamber Orchestra at 4. And then Thursday and Friday, April 12th and 13th, the NC State University Dance Company Concert. All right, let's move on to Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, unless noted. Tuesday, March 6th, Cloudgate Dance Theater of Taiwan. Show is at 7:30. Tuesday, March 20th, Academy of St. Martin's in the Field. This is at 7:30 as well. Thursday, March 22nd, Abigail Washburn and Wu Fei. That's at 7:30. Friday, March 23rd, the Del McCoury Band. Concert starts at 8 o'clock. Sunday, March 25th, Lawrence Brownlee, tenor. Grammy-nominated tenor Lawrence Brownlee captivates audiences and critics around the world, ushering in a new golden age in high male voices. That from the New York Times. This is at Moser Auditorium at 7:30. Wednesday and Thursday, March 28 and 29, Nederlands Dance Theater. Ambitious Nederlands Dance Theater sets the stage on fire with lavish visuals, hypnotic music, and 28 sublime dancers from all over the world. 7:30 both nights. Wednesday, April 4th, Deme Arosina, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Santeria chants, complex rhythms, fluid jazz stylings, and nuanced Afro-Cuban soulfulness mark singer, composer Deme Arosina's impact on the unfolding history of Cuban music. All right. Duke performances. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday through Saturday, March 8th through the 10th, world premiere, the opera. Is technology making or breaking our world? That question is central to the opera, a bold new opera to be developed and premiered at Duke University. Uses the high drama framework of opera and advanced technology to explore ideas of apocalypse, renewal, and survival in the modern age. Performance is at Von der Heyden Studio Theater at Rubenstein Arts Center. Friday and Saturday, March 23rd and 24th, Dance Higginbotham and Mara Kallman, Reynolds Industries Theater. Saturday, March 24th, a Jerusalem Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. Monday, March 26th, Yon Sariano, Dominican Republic Music, Motorco Music Hall. Tuesday, March 27th, Emmeline Michael of Haiti, Motorco Music Hall. Wednesday, March 28th, Baceda Machado y La Paranda El Clavo, Venezuelan Music, Motorco Music Hall. Thursday, March 29, Trio de Cali of Mali, Motorco Music Hall. Friday, March 30, Aurelio Garafuna of Honduras Music, Motorco Music Hall. Friday, April 6th, Rafael Blankish on piano. Saturday, April 7th, Maria Schneider Orchestra at Baldwin Auditorium. All right, Durham Performing Arts, a.k.a. DPAC, through March 11th, Phantom of the Opera. Thursday, March 15th, Jerry Seinfeld. The Funny Man has two shows on March 15th, 7 and 9:30. Sunday, March 18th, Celtic Woman Homecoming. It's Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow music. Thursday, March 22nd, Max, Val, and Peta live on tour, Confidential. Friday, March 23rd, Patti LaBelle. Beautiful simply does not describe the incomparable force known to the world as Patti LaBelle. Saturday, March 24th, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, one show fits all, and a second show has been added at 10 p.m. Saturday, March 31st, Jacksepticeye. Phew, he's a YouTube star, or she is a YouTube star. Tells stories of growing up and answers the question, how did we get here? April 8th, or 3rd through the 8th, it's The Color Purple. Wednesday, April 11th, Disney Junior Dance Party on Tour. Thursday, April 12th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. Wednesday, April 18th, PJ Masks Live, Time to Be a Hero. Thursday, April 19th, it's The Decemberists. April 20th through the 22nd, The Sound of Music. The Hills Are Alive. Friday, April 27th, Nashville Songwriters at DPAC. And that's a look at DPAC's lineup for the coming weeks. PNC Arena. Couple of biggies there. The latest on the list, Monday, January 28th, 2019, Metallica. They just announced this week. Tuesday, March 12th, 2019, Elton John. Otherwise, Saturday and Sunday, March 10 and 11, Monster Jam. Friday, March 16th, 90s Block Party. Ticket prices range from $39.50 to $125 for preferred seats, $250 for platinum seats. Saturday, March 24, 2018 Winter Jam Tour Spectacular. Sunday, April 1st, it is Kevin Hart, his Irresponsible Tour. All right, at the North Carolina Museum of Art, of course, their Sights and Sounds concert series continues. It's at 2 p.m. on Sundays, unless noted. March 18th, American Chamber Players. March 13th, Symphony Winds. And May 20th, North Carolina Viol Concert. Also on the schedule at the North Carolina Museum of Art, and this is part of their summer concert series, Friday, June 8th, First Aid Kit. Saturday, June 23rd, Mandolin Orange. And Saturday, August 18th, Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown. All right, let's take a look at Raleigh Little Theater for a little bit. Coming up March 16th through April 1st, Beanstalk the Musical. April 13th through the 22nd, Alice at Wonderland. That's at Sutton Theater. May 11th through the 27th, Blood Done Sign My Name. And June 8th through the 24th, Don't Dress for Dinner. And Raleigh Little Theater says all performances are wheelchair accessible. and audio description service and sign language are available for select performances, as well as assistive listening. Trained service dogs are welcome. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. At the top of the list, Friday, May 11th, Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers. Saturday, May 12th, Kenny Chesney and Old Dominion. Friday, May 18th, Post Malone and 21 Savage. Saturday, May 26th, Kendrick Lamar, SZA, and Schoolboy Q. Saturday, June 9th, Dead and Company. Thursday, June 14th, Styx, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Tesla. Saturday, June 16th, Rascal Flatts, Dan and Shay, and Carly Pierce. Thursday, June 28th, Luke Bryan, John Pardee, and Morgan Whalen. And then finally, Friday, June 29th, it is Leonard Skinner. Red Hat Amphitheater, downtown Raleigh on South McDowell Street, Friday, March 30th, Good Friday RDU. Sunday, April 8th, Rock and Roll Marathon Post-Race Party. Tuesday, May 1st, The National, with special guest Big Thief. Thursday, May 3rd, Fleet Foxes. Wednesday, May 9th, Odessa. Sunday, May 20th, Primus and Mastodon, with special guest All Them Witches. Carrie's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway has a few items listed on its lineup. Saturday, May 5th, Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. Saturday, May 12th, Vance Joy. Saturday, May 19th, Beer and Bacon Festival. Friday and Saturday, July 27 and 28, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Sunday, August 5th, Darcy Lynn and Friends with special guest Pelican 212. Of course, Darcy Lynn and Friends, that part of the puppets with that little blonde girl who just won one of those talent TV shows. And then Saturday, September 8th at Carrie's Cocobooth, it is Tacos and Taps. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.